from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it for a Thursday podcast. Good to have you with us. It's been a long day.
It has. It's been a really long week, actually. Hey, Sunny Coast, great show ahead of us. We dissect nicknames. If you have a man in your life that's not your partner, you don't know how to call him buddy, mate, bud, legend, we sort it out. We've got a bit of a system for you.
It turns out it's something that I have struggled with my whole life. Also,
just resorted to bud, flat bud.
Yeah, because it's great. It's affectionate, it's sweet, it's endearing.
Threw up a little bit.
It's got all of the good attributes you want in a name. Also, I tried out your home remedies last night. You'll hear how it went. You can tell by my tone of voice. Interesting.
She rubbed onion on her feet.
Sure
did it work or did it not work? The results will shock you.
Enjoy the podcast.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Ellie, one of my favourite things about you is how quick you are at responding over texts. Oh, hang on. Let me switch that. It's one of my least favourite things about you is how quickly you respond. Because sometimes I can text you. What seems like eons will go by and you'll go, okay. I'm like, no. I needed a response 20 years ago.
It's just there's something broken in my brain.
What is it?
When I see a text, I can't respond to it instantly.
Can you talk me through what happens there?
I see it. I read it often. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, my initial reaction is to just put my phone back down. And think I'll get to it later.
Do you reply to other people faster than me? Or am I the same as everybody else?
Probably everyone the same.
Okay. Family?
Yeah.
Your partner?
Yeah. Oh, he might be quicker.
Okay.
Because often it's stuff that needs an immediate answer. You know, like, have you paid this bill? Have you done
He only has to wait like 45 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to wait 46.
Yeah.
One of the things is when you do text me back, you'll say, thanks, bud.
Yeah, I call all my male friends bud.
We've talked about this on the show. I don't like bud. Can we nip that in the bud?
Such an affectionate thing. You know, like, hey, bud, how you doing?
No. And you know why? I'm going to change it. You are now no longer allowed to call me bud or buddy.
Why?
Because I've come across a video. Josh Earle was on The Project last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he has described, there's a scale for how tall a guy is depends on the nickname that you use for him. So I no longer qualify for the buddy nickname. Have a listen to his system.
I get called buddy more than anything else because I'm a short man and short men get called buddy. Rode, you'd know this.
I do.
5'7", we're buddies. That's a perfect height. Why would you want to be any? So it goes buddy and then you go mate. That's 5'9" to 6 foot. Yeah. Then 6'1" to 6'3", legend. Legend.
Oh, yes, there we go. So from now on when I text you and I say, hey, what are we doing tomorrow? How early are we getting in? Blah, blah, blah. You have to call me legend.
Can I shorten it?
I'm 6'3".
Because, you know, I don't call you buddy, I call you bud. Can I shorten it to ledge instead of legend? Hey, ledge.
I'll take ledge. I thought you were going to shorten it to leg. No, don't shorten it to leg. But the scale for those playing along at home, if you're under 5'8", according to Josh, you're a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You get buddied probably quite a bit. Mates, 5'9" to 6 foot. Anything over 6 foot is a legend.
What if you're like 6'10" or something? What if you're massive?
I think it just continues on to infinity and beyond. Legend.
Legends forever.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Throwing you back 24 hours when this time yesterday we were doing home remedies on the show because I've had a stupid cough for 4 weeks.
You've been coughing up a lung for a month straight. I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping we'll just do whatever it takes to get rid of this thing.
Last night, sat down, got a whole bunch of things together.
Oh, this is great because I think some of these are not remedies and they're stitch-ups.
I tried out everything you said, Sunny Coast. Let's have a listen to my diary entry.
I will be your remedy. Oh.
Hey, Home Remedy Diary. It's your girl Ellie here. Just tucked myself in for a good night's sleep after trying all the home remedies that I was given on the show today to try and extinguish my stupid cough. I did the onion on the foot, the bottom of the foot. I don't know if that was a stitch up, but I did it. Cut it in half and just smudged it all around. Put some Vicks Vapor Rub also on my feet. Smudged that all around, which is kind of like a cool tingling sensation. Pop some socks on to just keep all the moisture in. So I'm going to have to say goodbye to these socks, I think, tomorrow. And I did my inhalation technique. So I basically got told, put a towel over my head, make the room as steamy as possible. So the shower was a blasting. And I poured a boiling hot kettle into the sink and just breathed for a bit, which, to be honest, was quite nice. It was kind of like a really, really low budget version of a steam room. the lowest budget that one can get. So I did that, poured myself a hot lemon drink as well, and had a sip. So look, I've done everything right. If I cough but once tomorrow, I'm going to be very disappointed, and I'll probably take it out on Taz. Isha and Home Remedy Diary, over and out.
Tazzy.
How many other entries are there in this diary of yours?
Oh, look, that was the first page.
Okay, good.
Yep, don't worry. I'm sure
I don't want to read
more.
The whole thing. It sounds boring.
Well, 24 hours has passed.
Yep.
All of those things have been done.
I'm going to pass judgment on how many coughs I've seen. Personally, 3. I've seen 3 coughing fits from you today, and it's only 3 o'clock. And that's the ones that I've seen.
Yeah, you should have seen some at 6:30 this morning when I woke up. I was... So, Sunny Coast, your stupid remedies did not work.
Well done, Sunny Coast. It was good gear.
On my foot and it didn't stop the cough.
Have you passed the video of that through to our digital team?
Yep. It should be up any second now. Great. Check it out, 919CFM. You can literally see me rub an onion on my feet.
Just free feet pics from Ellie.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9CFM.
But not before we play our new favourite game, Tazzy. It's the game we call... Bandle.
Well,
because that's its name.
That's its name because we literally rip it off the internet. It's like Wordle, where there is a word that you have to guess. With this, it's a song you have to guess. It's broken down into all of its little instruments. We're going to add layer by layer until we guess it. If you think you know what it is at any time, remember, you can trump us. 545-11919 if you are smart little cookies. Today, it's not our strong suit, Ellie. 1981, the song's from.
Pre-90s is not where I thrive.
We like 2000s plus. so this is a little bit before our time. 1981, they do say it's easy, though, so we should have a chance at this.
283 million YouTube views. All right. Not as high as some of the ones we've had, but
no.
Let's give it a go.
Easy. It should be fine.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, it's Phil Collins.
It is.
In the air tonight.
It is indeed. What happened to waiting to let people guess, Tazzy?
I mean, I don't know what this could be.
I mean, that's quite possibly the most well-known drum...
Phil
drum,
in the world.
Yeah, beat in the world. I mean, is it though? Who knows? We'll get to the synth level. Yeah.
Let's do an air drum of it. So when you hit it next,
okay.
Sunshine Coast, if you're not driving, you're a passenger in the car, or you're listening at home, or you're at your office or whatever, let's all air drum. Count us down.
Okay. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, God, it feels good, doesn't it?
I think I hit that perfectly.
I think you really did. Yeah. Honestly, as a past drummer... You've got the skills, my friend.
Thank you. Bandle, we'll be back tomorrow sometime as well. It's our favourite game that we play, and you can play along. Bandle. Just Google it.
Might go down in history as the shortest one ever, Tazzy.
It could be. It could be.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Sunny Coast, I need your help right now. 545-11919. What is the weirdest reason you took a day off? Because yesterday I get home and my fiance goes, "That's it. I've taken May 16 off work."
Oh.
And I went, "Oh, why? What? Is there a show on? Is there a concert down in Brizzy? Or what's going on?" She goes, "No, Bridgerton season 3 drops and I need to watch the whole thing. So I've taken a day off."
That is commitment,
isn't
it? Bridgerton.
She loves it. We're watching repeats at the moment. We're halfway through season 2.
So she's going to, I mean, don't you want to draw it out a little bit and, you know, watch an episode a night to just... make it last longer?
No, I think this is how Netflix gets you. They drop everything and then you just binge it for 12 hours straight. That is her dream day. She's taken a day off work for it.
That is such... Well done. Well done. She should send that to the people at Bridgerton. Surely they'll give her, like, a special prize or something. You know,
surely.
That is commitment.
Lauren, g'day.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we going?
Lauren. Hello, love.
We're good, thanks, Loz.
That's good, guys.
Hey, Lauren, why'd you take a day off work?
Well, I took a day off work to go to a hospital, but that got cancelled. So I decided to keep the day off and went and got my tongue pierced. fair to say, I think it was worth it. Yeah.
I love
that. So
that's
what I did.
Is that just the usual turn of events? It's going, well, hang on, proper hospital visit, that gets cancelled. What am I going to do?
Still going to have surgery of some kind.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Why not? So I went and put myself through absolute pain.
Did it hurt?
It's all worth it in the long run. Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, you pretty much live on soy ice cream for about 2 weeks and slushies.
Does it give you that
I'm over slushies.
You know, if you taste like alfoil or aluminium and you've got it on your spoon, it gives you that fuzzy feeling. Do you get that, Loz?
No.
You know
actually
what I mean?
I haven't.
Are you just allergic to aluminium or something?
No.
You
know,
if you get like a cake tin or something, like
yeah.
And you've got
I can't
spoon.
Say I've sucked on cake tin.
Yeah, no. I've never sucked on a cake tin either.
Tomorrow so, on
yeah,
the show.
No, I think you're on your own with that one.
Stepping away.
What other things do you...
545-11919 Sunny Coast. What's the random reason you took a day off?
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I've just bought a home the
I
last
know. Congratulations.
Of
it's huge life news. You've hardly brought it to the show. I feel like you've been keeping it a secret from us all.
Well, no. I mean, the reason I bring it up now is because I've had to go through all the rigmarole of, like, getting the loan and
yep.
signing a gazillion documents and giving a gazillion forms of proof of identity and
the worst documents are the ones that you have to sign every single page of.
Yeah.
And they're 50 pages. You're going, let me sign the end of this.
New invention though, this like online signing form. So you
yes.
can just initial and it says, would you like to initial all pages? I say, yes, please.
Yes, please.
And that would be great. But that's not the case with a woman over in Mexico.
Mm.
She has tried to get a bank loan. She's wandered into the bank. And she's asked for someone to co-sign it with her. Her
okay.
uncle.
Yeah.
Her uncle has been wheeled in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And she says, "Uncle, here you go. I just need you to sign here."
Yeah.
And the bank teller's thinking, "This uncle isn't moving a whole lot. This uncle looks a little bit pale.
No.
This uncle.
No.
Is no longer
no.
living."
Oh my gosh.
And she has wheeled a corpse into a bank, picked up his hand, put the pen in it, and helped
okay.
him sign the bank loan,
okay.
in inverted commas.
I don't need to hear the rest of the story. I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are this woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're wheeling in your dead uncle into the bank.
Mm-hmm.
How are you dressing him up to fool the bank tellers?
Oh, in a suit, a business suit,
okay.
obviously.
I'm thinking a big puffer jacket, sunnies, but those really long, like, speed dealer sunnies, and like a beanie. Something really, like, I'm just going to cover him with as
yeah.
much material as possible. Maybe a beard. It's like
oh.
some sort of beard, like a realistic
dress
beard.
Dress him up a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
call. Are you just going to have him just in a suit with just full eyes out and everything?
Well, he's got nothing to hide. I mean, I'm trying to go, confidence is key. I got nothing to hide here.
But he's
what are you talking about? Uncle Bob's absolutely living.
And his head just bobbles off.
Bob's your uncle, head's bobbing.
Hey.
Hey, not my best, but it works. Anyway, she did not get said loan. She got denied and now she's been done on a whole bunch of charges.
So good.
So do not recommend.
Live from Maroochydore. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
For once, I am not my fiancé's favourite person in the C studio.
Oh, why's that?
Well, she absolutely loves Lightning superstar Cara Conan joins us this afternoon. Hello, Cara.
Amazing. Hello. Thank you so much for having me, though.
How does that make you feel, that Taz's own fiancé likes you better than him?
I yeah. love that. I've got the stamp of approval off the bat, so no complaints here.
Yeah. We were there on the weekend and Celeste goes, "Cara, I like her. She's my favourite." And every time you got the ball, she'd cheer no matter what.
I love it. That's all it took.
Yep.
Easy money. Okay, let's go.
Well, you did do a lot to be very pleased with on the weekend. You just, you could not miss. And I was watching you and your defender just didn't stand a chance on you. Anytime the ball went in, your arms just got up a little bit higher than hers to grab the ball every single time. How do you do that?
Stop it. Thank you so much. You're giving me a lot of credit here. I'm honestly blushing. Straight off the bat, Celeste is giving me compliments already. Guys, I don't know what to say.
Well, it was a massive win from the Lightning over the weekend to kick off your season. How's that been since?
Yeah, I think we took a lot of confidence from the weekend. I feel like we set really high expectations for ourselves and we didn't want to leave anything untouched. I think that we really wanted to go out there and leave it all out on the court. And in attack, I think we were clinical. We made sure that we were really, really on top of our skill execution. Mm-hmm. And in defence, our defenders were incredible, gaining balls left, right and centre.
Yep.
They're a hard team to win ball off the Swifts. So, yeah, we were stoked with that performance. And I think it's good signs, but definitely not resting on our laurels, and we're doing our homework heading over to Perth this weekend. So it's going to be a big one.
Now, Cara, while you're playing, how much notice are you taking of Ellie Chaney's commentary when you're in the moment and you're shooting and there may be a couple of points behind you? Are you noticing what she's saying?
I honestly, I'm so intrigued because I'm trying to be locked in, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
I do hear a little bit of chat, and like the odd voice does stick out from the crowd, but no, I feel like there's a story behind this. And
yes, it's all something you may have missed. But I think it was in the third quarter. You've shot brilliantly, okay? And it was quite close. There was maybe 2 or 3 points in it. You've shot, you've got the point. Ellie goes, "That was all me, guys. No! Our commentary got it. Well done." And I went, "I've got Cara on the show this week. I have to ask this question."
Credit where credit is due.
The crowd were doing a chant. I joined in on the chant. You got the goal in. And then I said,
"You claimed
that
it.
That was us, guys. Good job."
Absolutely.
Me.
Just
you said
a small
it was you.
Pat on the back. We all need it sometimes. That's so fair.
Honestly.
Thank you for that. Got us over the line, Ellie. Thank you.
You heard it here first. Cara said it did get the goal in.
Lightning won. Swifts are about 10 points behind, but Ellie also got 1 point in
yes,
the game.
Yes, I'll take
well
it.
Write done. It up. Put it in the media report.
Now, heading to Perth this weekend, I am a Perth girl. I was born there. It's a long journey. The flight over, 5.5 hours. Does that affect you in any way, the longer the flight?
That it is. I dread the Perth trip every year because obviously as I'm all legs and folding them up and sitting on a plane for that long, he can relate.
100% exit row only, please.
Absolutely. So I feel like we try and get out the day earlier just to mitigate any fatigue that we have by sitting on the plane.
With the plane seating, I've always wondered this, do you get exit row? Do you get business? Do you get priority because you might be taller than some of the other girls? How does it work?
Oh, gosh. I think business would be an absolute luxury. Wouldn't that be nice? Champers on arrival? No, we don't, unfortunately. But they, as soon as you do enter the airport, you do sometimes get really, really lovely people at the desks who just kind of look you up and down and see the length of your legs, and they're like, "Okay, what can we do? How can we help you out?" So they're always very, very good with accommodating us.
Yeah. In the event of an emergency, would you be willing to help out the crew? Yeah,
please,
whatever.
Please, give me
the extra room.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Give me the ticket. Take it and run.
Absolutely. Well, all the best for the game this weekend. The Fever are a tough opposition, but from what we saw on the weekend, I have no doubt that you girls will get the job done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. Fingers crossed.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
All right, time for today's bit of info we haven't yet gotten out on today's show. I have been a bit out of the loop with reality TV for the last months.
There's too many shows on.
Yeah.
There's always one or two going at any one time. It's very hard to keep up. There's a lot of cooking going on. There's a lot of dating going on. Sometimes it's... they're on an island sometimes. It's too much.
But I have seen something today that I thought was interesting.
Mm. The new show about thruples. Have you seen
no.
that?
No.
Oh, well.
What's the new show about thruples?
Read into that.
Oh, I might have to watch that one.
Yeah. Look out, Dan. Sorry, mate.
No, we're good. We've got a cavoodle.
I've thrown a cat thruple. Amongst the pigeons, Dan. I'm so sorry.
Farmer wants a wife. The 16 couples to go on Farmer Wants to Wife.
Wants to Wife?
Wants to, Farmer Wants to Wife.
Farmer Wants to Wife.
Wants to Wife somebody. They are all still together.
Wow.
Which is unheard of in reality TV Loveland.
How many seasons have they done? They've obviously done a couple.
They've probably
16.
Done about 8, I reckon, of them.
Is that just because if you want to try and sleep with the neighbour, he's 30 Ks away? You know what I mean? Like, it's not worth the drive.
True. It's slim pickings out there.
In the suburbs, 20 metres, you know, you got somebody else. But out in the farmland.
There you go.
Farmer wants a wife.
It's no competition except for a big fat cow.
That's right. Same with the suburbs as well, actually.
Well, there you go. If you're single and you're looking for love and want to go on TV, go on that one.
Be a farmer.
Yep.
Or be a wife.
Or move out to the sticks. See you then.
Stick season.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.